one. Live.
Escape into the park. Live from Swansea.
This is a journey into sound.
This party is now in session.
Saturday warm up. Building your appetite. Warm up for a Saturday night.
It's just yours.
Radio 1.
To the dance floor. Now everyone report to the dance floor. All right, stop.
Saturday warm up here on Radio 1 now, mainly with me, but in fact with an awful lot of the other DJs on the station as well. For the foreseeable future, really, every weekend we're going to be covering one particular live event or other. It's a great summer of huge al fresco experiences here on Radio 1. And today we're backstage and soon to be on stage live at Wales's biggest dance event. There's about 20,000 people 50 feet to my right, outside the gazebo we're in at the moment. This is called Escape Into the Park. Coming up very shortly, we'll be chatting to some of the key protagonists here. Paul Van Dyke, Eddie Halliwell, and Big Al will be chatting. Then we're going to be going live on stage after about half an hour to sample some of that notorious live Radio 1 experience. Big Al and Danny Slade doing the final half an hour. An hour from me live on stage as well. It's the UK Saturday warm-up live from Escape.
Through the dance, then love beat us up for a romance.
We'll be right back.
UK's Saturday warm-up on Radio 1, live from Escape into the Park in Swansea. We're backstage. We'll be going front of house very shortly. In about 20 minutes' time, you'll be hearing the sights and sounds, or predominantly the sounds, actually, from here, Escape into the Park. In front of me, we've got Escape organiser stroke resident Big Al backstage. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
I take it this is the kind of... Is it a bit of a relief to actually have the event out of the way? I presume. How long does it take to organise in terms of months?
Well, it takes a year from, you know, from event to event. We just sort of, we never give up.
So after today, you're going to be having a big long sleep?
No. It's back down tomorrow. Do a little bit of a tidy up and a few bits and pieces like that.
Well, I guess I should just explain for listeners who aren't sort of based in Wales. Escape into the Park is organised by the Escape Group, who run the award-winning Escape nightclub in Swansea. And you're also a resident of the club. A bit of a history for the Escape, perhaps.
Well, we started 10 years ago. This is just in brief. We started 10 years ago. We filled the club full of party-hungry people. And we are still here now.
And still going very, very strong. Quite a few Radio 1 DJs have graced the turntables with their presence, haven't they?
Yes, I think you've all joined us at one point.
And tell us what's special about Welsh clubbing.
We just enjoy partying. We are real party animals down here.
Thank you very much, Big Al.
Thank
resident
you.
Promoter and general organiser, general good guy. One live from Escape into the Park in Swansea, the UK Saturday warm-up, building your appetite for a Saturday night. On the stage tonight, Paul Van Dyke, Eddie Halliwell, Big Al, Danny Slay, John 00 Fleming, Dave Pearce, loads and loads of people will be here. We'll be broadcasting an hour of my set from the stage, also the final half hour of the show, we call it the Saturday Night Mix, comes from Escape residents Big Al and Danny Slay. Anyway, last night, Pete Tong gave you the first question to our fantastic Faithless competition for you and a mate to see Faithless play at a European destination and stay away for the night. If you missed it, get yourself online to listen again. You need three answers broadcast both on Tong's, mine and Dave Pearce's show. And here's the second question that I give you. Which Radio 1 show did Maxi Jazz and Sister Bliss co-host recently? You've got to note down the answer to that. Listen to Dave Pearce and Dance Anthems tomorrow night to catch the third and final question. Radio 1, the UK Saturday warm-up live from Escape in the Park in deepest, darkest Wales. Saturday warm-up on Radio 1. The most appropriate way to shape up before you ship out, providing the musical backdrop for that process anyway. Eddie Halliwell, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Yourself, Jules.
And of course, tonight you are on... You're on The Residence. It's your turn today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my second installment of The Residence. I'm shooting off straight after here to get down to the studios to do the second show, so can't wait for that.
And maybe, I mean, sometimes it takes people a while to kind of get to grips with new shows. Just perhaps I should explain, are there six of you, is that right?
Yeah, it's six different DJs, I mean, across six weeks, so it's a weekly show, but all the DJs are on rotation.
Fine, and what's your kind of musical philosophy?
On the show, I cover all sorts of things.
I mean, that's a really stupid question. If anybody asked me the same question, I wouldn't know what on earth to say.
I keep an open mind musically, and I'm pretty pumping whatever I'm playing, but I'm open
Now, on the subject of pumping, I mean, very close to us, there's nigh on 20,000 people. Do you want to describe the scene? Because it's all very well listening to a festival on air, but you actually, you know, give people a flavour of what we can see here.
Yeah, I've just got a look round and outside. It looks wicked. There's loads of madheads out there. The main stage is it's like an amphitheatre set up with people just rising up on a grass hill. So it's absolutely fantastic. You've got loads of different arenas. Like you've got the Defected Arena for those DJs, and the Hard Arena. There's loads of things going on here. There's a fairground out there for people as well. So
Have you ever been on a fairground at one of these festivals? They all have them. I dare not go.
I've always had too many drinks, I think. I don't want to go on those rides after a few beers.
I'd definitely be chucking up straight out of the dodging car, electrocute myself, projectile vomiting onto that kind of grid, you know, the electronic grid they have at the top.
Anyway,
as usual, we digress. In 10 minutes' time, I'm actually racing up to do my set. We'll be playing live. How long's your set here tonight?
I'm doing between 9 and 10, and tonight this will be, I think it's a fifth date with a Pioneer 909 tour, where I've just sessioned in sort of two 909s back-to-back with four CDJs. And this will be the fifth one, and all of them have just been fantastic so far. I've got here this morning to sort of do a sound check and set things up to make sure everything's running smoothly.
And, of course, still to come, thank you, Eddie Halliwell. Still to come, Paul Van Dyke's going to be speaking to us here on the show as well. Enjoy.
Cheers.
That sounded way too technical for me. And if you confuse me, I'm sure you confuse some other people as well.
Thanks, Jules.
Cheers, Ed.
Bye-bye.
Escape into the
Park,
Radio 1.
Live
Hopefully, you make no mistake.
coming down to, later on in fact, to Escape Into the Park to play here in Swansea. Have you played in Wales regularly before, Paul?
Yeah, I've been a few times to clubs down there and Escape as well.
And I think what's sort of particularly significant about this is the fact that it attracts a huge amount of people to a region that's probably not that covered by festivals or certainly not big events. Have you played this particular thing before?
No, I heard a lot of things before. You know, as I said, I played at Escape and the guys always been buzzing about the festival, how great it is, and finally it worked out this year.
Sure. And of course, you're actually sort of staying in London. Is that because you've flown into London and you're being driven down here?
Well, yeah, there was London Calling yesterday where I went to and, you know, had a look on the status of the English scene. And so now we're driving down.
Well, that's interesting. I'm in fact going to ask you about that. I hadn't intended to. London Calling is a brand new music business, sort of Miami conference style event staged in London annually. And I couldn't actually make it because I was away. Tell me a bit about it. Was it did it live up to expectations?
Well, you know, it definitely can, you know, still grow, actually taking the amount of clubbers that are in the UK, so you know, it can be bigger, but then again, a lot of very interesting label represented their music. Massive Records were there and actually showed their latest stuff, and it was good. I met you know, some of the people I wanted to see, and it was a great thing.
Cool. Now quickly back to this Escape Into the Park, have you got any particular tracks that you're going to be debuting?
Well, I'm definitely going to play the new single. It's called The Other Side. It features the vocals of Ryan Jackson, and as well, last week I played together with Eddie Hallowell, and he played that track, that outstanding thing. I was asking what it was, and he gave it to me yesterday, so I'm going to play it. It's by some Norman, someone with the name of Norman.
Nor Jay, Norman Cook. There's a lot of Normans in this country.
He's not one of those Normans.
Okay. Paul Van Dyke, thank you for joining us on the phone. Make sure you get the traffic report. The M4 is notoriously clogged up, particularly on Saturday afternoons. We have very, very bad traffic in the UK on Saturdays. So good luck. Brave it. And I'll see you later on.
Yeah, thank you very much. See you later.
Paul Van Dyke, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Change the way I live. Whoa, I've been waiting so long, and I know it's been all too soon. The moment's gone. You got to let yourself go. Don't wanna go, 'cause I don't wanna think about it. Got to let it go.
Well, we had to play a rather shorter version of this than intended, but we got loads of friends on here, so that's a good excuse. Radio 1 live from Escape Into the Park in Swansea. I'm going to be racing up to the stage immediately to meet the masses, crank things up a notch or two, and we'll hear from some of the 20,000 merry folks that have descended here onto Singleton Park in Swansea. That's in just a moment's time.
Radio 1 returns to the future. This summer will be Radio 1's 10th year on the White Isle. To celebrate, the Radio 1 Ibiza Weekender is back. Radio 1's 10th year in Ibiza. 1995 to 2005. Friday the 12th to Sunday the 14th of August. Radio 1.
Saturday night with Judge Jewel. Nice to see you tonight.
To the max. The first time we've come here, and to be 20-odd thousand people here. I really don't know why we failed to come here any earlier. But let's not go back into the past. This is now. This is 2005. And between now and 9 o'clock, live on Radio 1, this is Escape into the Park, Swansea. Pretty much one a week on Radio 1. For now, we're in Swansea, Wales. Escape into the Park 2005.
Into the Park. Radio 1.
Saturday night, the UK Saturday warm-up, live and direct on Radio 1. The summer has begun, and I'm sure nobody's complaining, especially when you feel the vibe, regardless of which part of the UK or the world you're in. Live here from Escape into the Park 2005 in Wales, in Swansea.
Night with Judge Jules live on Escape into the Park, Swansea.
Hi, it's Charlotte from Swansea and Escape in the Park 2005. Have an absolutely awesome time. Just met Judge Jules and APS, which is double whammy. Really enjoying it.
Hi, Jules, Sarah, and I'm in Escape in the Park. It's so big out here. It's 20,000 people. It's wicked. There's so many big rides. It's been and seeing people in a tent, and it's wicked, man.
Hi, it's a shooter from Swansea. Can't wait for Scott Project. Come on. Just met Judge Jules, top-notch guy. Can't wait for his set. It's absolutely awesome.
The best thing I like about Escape from the Park is that it's an all-day event. Any ages. You know, it's not very often we get something like this, sort of South Wales-ish. So I think it's amazing.
Escape into the Park. Radio 1. We'll be right back.
Radio 1 on a Saturday night. I don't know, wherever you are, if you're getting ready to go out, if you're on your way out, if you are already in party vein, then you're probably in the same frame of mind as the 20,000 or so people here in Swansea. First time we've covered it, and I'm absolutely certain it won't be the last. We're coming to you live from Escape Into the Park 2005. And in about half an hour's time, we'll be concluding the live broadcast portion of the show. Live on the decks with Escape residents Danny Slade and Big Al.
Thank you.
Judge Jules. Live from Singleton Park, Swansea.
I'm Katie from Milford Haven. This is the fifth time I've been to Escape in the Park, and it's getting better and better. Come on, Jules, you're the best from Manda in Milford.
All right, my name's Chucky. I'm from Pod of Delice, and I'm having a great time here in Escape in the Park. It's absolutely amazing. Fair rides are mental, the tents are all awesome, the DJs are immense. I'm sitting down here by the Radio 1 stage, I'm looking up to a sea of people.
Hey Jules, it's Lucy from Pan and Lolly, having a wicked time in Escape in the Park.
Hey, Sam here from Cardiff, out in Escape in the Park, lovely sunny day. Looking forward to Dave Pearce and Judge Jules for some cool cheese later in the sun.
Escape into the Park, Radio 1.
First one to admit that this country of ours is not the ideal location for open air events, but the weather is fantastic and the crowd who are here, I'm quite certain that even if it was pouring with rain, we'll be going just as crazy. This is Swansea, Escape into the Park 2005, live on Radio 1.
lose control. Control. Absolute control.
On a long night when for most of you, obviously, it would still be getting dark. We can still see everybody, and there are an awful lot of people to see here from the Radio 1 soundstage at Escape Into the Park. That is the last one from me. Next up, the two resident DJs from the Escape in Swansea, the club behind this, now extremely well established. And let's face it, quite awesome event. So for the final half hour live on air, although there's plenty more DJs as the night continues here in Swansea, we're going to give you Big Al and Danny Slade after this next track. The UK's Saturday warm-up, live and direct, building your appetite for a Saturday night on Radio 1. Open air that brings out the absolute craziness in us. Escape Into the Park 2005 live on Radio 1. It would only be right, considering the Escape as a club has existed for 10 years, to devote the last half hour on air to the residents who've been with the club for such a long time. Coming up in a little while, Danny Slade, but for now, can we give a big Welsh Swansea welcome to Big Al?
From Escape Into the Park with the Escape residents Big Al and Danny Slade in the mix.
Bang, 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 bang.
the UK's Saturday warm-up live from Radio 1 stage here at Escape Into the Park. Together on the turntables, you're listening to Big Al and Danny Slade, Escape residents from Swansea. In case anybody needed any reminding, and I've been told without fear of contradiction, it sounds really loud back home. Can we give it a big shout?
from Escape Into the Park with the Escape residents Big Al and Danny Slade in the mix. Stay.
Saturday warm-up live from Escape Into the Park. For now, till the end of the show, you listen to Danny Slade live in the mix. More dance this evening, Eddie Hallowell on the Residents. Also, the Essential Mix tonight with Anne Savage. much it as far as the Radio 1 coverage is concerned. Westwood's next. Here on stage, Eddie Halliwell. Eddie's on tonight as well, as he's part of the 6-weekly installment of The Residents. So, we've really got to thank the crowd, who've sounded absolutely fantastic live in Wales. Big yourselves up from Escape Into the Park. Already one Westwood's next, and they fun and frolics continue here.